Hi, you're listening to News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Jason McCormick with R Cubed Environmental Solutions.
Yes.
Kind of a mouthful.
Yes.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, how
Thanks
are you?
For coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us what R Cubed is.
R Cubed Environmental Solutions is, we're an environmental company here in Cookeville, Tennessee. We focus on bringing curbside recycling and environmental solutions to Cookeville, Allgood, and the Upper Cumberland.
So that's mainly where people probably know you from is curbside recycling pickup at residential places or in town.
Yeah.
Commercial.
Our main our service offering is providing an easy, affordable way for homes, residences, and businesses to recycle here in our community.
So are you from this area? Are you one of these like homegrown guys that's always been here?
Really, I am a Cookevillian, but I'm originally from Selma, Alabama. My family, we're kind of deep in the heart of South Alabama in Selma. I moved here when I was 11, just turned 11 years old. So really I'm more of a Tennessean than an Alabamian, but you know, I'm proud to be from there.
You're the South in general.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you've been here quite a long time then.
Yeah. Since 90.
So as a kid, were you like that kid that wanted to start the recycling program? And, I mean, I'm guessing you were probably in school in the 90s-ish, you know, and so recycling was kind of getting a little cool at that time, at least where in Michigan it was. You know, we were recycling our styrofoam trays at that time. You could put it in a little pile. And so is that kind of...
Well, the South is just catching up, right? You know, I intersect this with so many different people that are moving to the Upper Cumberland from Michigan and Oregon and Washington and,
from
everywhere. The South is just now catching up. But no, I didn't have big dreams growing up. It's funny. I actually thought about this on the way over here, that I might intersect this question, you know, 'cause where did all this come from?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I did grow up out in the country in Dallas County, Alabama. I mean, you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. I mean, we were out there. But I've always liked the outdoors. I've always wanted to be a good steward of the environment. I appreciated
respectful of nature.
No littering. I've just grown up out in the country, you know, my whole life. And
but you weren't necessarily one of the kids that was like, let me check your plastic containers. Like,
listen,
is that a number
listen,
two?
Listen, let me just tell you, if Tennessee is, you know, we're behind every place else in the country, Alabama is definitely behind.
Yeah.
So, no, I mean, having the appreciation for, our natural resources and our environment, I wasn't that guy, but it just, you know, the story of R Cubed, I have told it so many times. I didn't have big dreams of getting into the environmental arena. But there's definitely a story when you're ready for it.
Well, go ahead. Now's the time. So, I was going to ask you what you wanted to do when if you weren't into the recycling, what did you want to do as a kid?
Well, my professional, I had this romantic, you know, thought in my mind that I wanted to do something special. I wanted to be special. You know, I had such an imagination growing up. I'm an artist, you know, I draw and paint and, you know, I've always had a vivid imagination, but I've definitely, you know, I wanted to be a part of something special. I just didn't know what that was. I didn't know what outlet I was going to be plugged into. So,
So you just knew as a kid growing up, I just want to make an impact and make a difference and do something different.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I know at some point in my life, I'll intersect that opportunity.
Yeah. So did you end up going to college?
You know, I had every opportunity. I'm just putting this out there.
Yeah.
I had every opportunity to go to college. And I just did not take the opportunity.
But you don't have to either, right?
No,
obviously,
no.
Like,
you know, that's, no.
I mean, we'll get into what you're doing now nationwide. But, I mean, as someone that did not go to college, you're doing just fine.
Well, right. It really boils down to, you know, where do you want to go?
Mm-hmm.
What goals do you want to obtain? And I think we've always been taught the natural path is, you know, get through school, go to college, get a career. But that, you know, these days, and maybe it's always been this way, we're just now really realizing the past 10 years, you know, the collegiate route is not always a pathway to success.
And we're not saying that there's anything wrong with college
by any means. Absolutely not. But I just think
a lot of people will, I know a lot of people in the engineering world, and they're like, you're good at math and science, you should go into engineering. And and people hate their jobs. They hate what they're doing. And I just think life is about so much more than just a career that you hate.
Exactly. It's about experiences and on-the-job training and trying new things and really broadening your horizons in whatever interest that you have.
So in case you're just joining us, we have Jason McCormick with R-Cubed Environmental Solutions. I always want to call it R-Cubed Recycling. But and so let's go ahead and jump right into what's the story? Why did you decide to start? You're here in Cookeville. You're, you know, doing other things. Why start a recycling company?
Well, you know, I cut my teeth in the professional world in logistics. My grandfather was a truck driver. He took the first load of logs to the paper mill in Selma, Alabama called Hammer Mill. So he drove trucks, and my mother worked at Averitt Express. We actually moved to Cookeville, Tennessee from Selma because of Averitt Express. My mother was working at Labor Pump Company in Selma. Averitt called on that company. I guess they were impressed by her and kind of recruited her to move to the corporate office, which is here in Cookeville, Tennessee. It just so happens that I had some great aunts and great uncles, which were my mom's aunts and uncles. So we had family here. So it was just a perfect opportunity. And so as I got older and, you know, decided to go into the workforce, I just followed in my mother's footsteps and started entry level customer service with Averitt Express, and just worked my way up the corporate ladder there, eventually going into sales, with Averitt Express. And, around 2010, I started seeing curbside recycling bins appear at my next door neighbor, Steve Gwilt, who's a great friend and neighbor of ours forever and ever and ever. He had a recycling bin that had popped up on his curb. And at that time, my oldest daughter, who was six, she's 16 now, so it's been over 10 years. She kind of tugged on my pants leg and was like, Daddy, we need to do that. We need to be sustainable. And at that time, I mean, I think we do a good job of educating, you know, Lisa Luck and Shannon Reese and all these, you know, the Putnam County Clean Commission, you know, do an excellent job of educating our community on being environmentally conscious. But, you know, she was like, hey, Daddy, we need to do this. And I was like, you know, and I said, we do need to do this. Let's, you know, the next time I see whoever this is, I didn't know if it was a city funded program or what. I said, I'll see what we can do about signing up. I'll inquire. So sure enough, we live on the west side of town, right across from Dogwood Park. And so we were just kind of going to, my wife and I were going to scoot out in town. And this guy pulls up in this Jeep Cherokee with an 8-foot like plywood sidewall trailer. Mm-hmm. And he gets this recycling bin, takes it to his trailer, and he starts going to town.
So
I get out of my vehicle. We're just about to pull off. And, you know, I told my wife, I said, hey, you know, I've got to go back inside to get something real quick. Go talk to him, you know, see what we can do about signing up. So I come back. And I said, okay, how do we get started? And she says, well, I don't think it's going to be an opportunity for us to get signed up. And I said, well, why not? And he said, well, he's shutting the business down. And I said, I just had this, and here's where the epiphany and the special thing comes in. I had this idea. I thought, hold on, did you ask this guy what he's going to do with the company? And she said, no. I said, that is an opportunity right there. That is amazing. So I get out, go introduce myself. His name's Terrence Jones, Tennessee Tech graduate, history major, sharp kid.
Was he younger at the time?
Absolutely, he was 25 years old. And I said, hey, you know, we would really like to sign up. And you know, my wife said that we couldn't sign up. What's going on? He said, well, I'm shutting the company down. I'm going to be moving back to Nashville where my parents live. I'm going to figure some things out, you know, some other career. I said, okay, what is R-Cubed? Tell me about this. He said, well, I give you a bin. You commingle all your recycling in. We pick it up, you know, once a week. And, you know, you pay a subscription fee. and you can sign up for, you know, 3, 6, 12 months. And I thought, and I said, you're going to let this shut down. I said, so what do you have? What's with the company? He said, well, I've got about 40 clients. I said, you've got 40 clients? He said, I have 40 residential customers. I've got a website. I've got a, you know, a good baseline. And he said, actually, they're dying for me to turn it over to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I had that light bulb moment. I mean, I did. I did.
And you were still working at Averitt at the time.
Still working at Averitt at the time. Mm-hmm. And I just said, I'm interested. Let's sit down and talk. And in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, what better way to do something special for Cookeville? Nobody's doing this. This guy's not even a local, this mm-hmm. kid. You know, I've grown up in the community. And you know, my father-in-law is a pillar of the community. I said, you know, with our scope, you know, I really think we could get a good following and turn it into something special. You know, you do something special for the community and for the environment. You have a business model, you make a business out of it. And it's really, it was a win-win.
And so did you think this is my something special? This is my,
I thought it was actually, because when I was presented with the opportunity in my mind, I really envisioned it. I looked at the top of the mountain and to know the pinnacle point of where this could go.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I mean, it was electrifying, honestly.
Yeah.
That's how I felt.
Right. I mean, you can just tell that the energy that you felt of thinking, where could this go? So, you know, you sat down with him and obviously you ended up purchasing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he had assets, you know, he had a website, and again, he had a customer baseline there.
Yeah. We're going to kind of figure out when we come back, where it went from there. Cause clearly you have more than 40 customers now. So,
exactly.
We'll hear that in a second.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I have Jason McCormick. Well, you know, whatever.
You know, I've been called worse.
With R-Cubed Environmental Solutions, and today, so you were kind of talking about you found this kind of kid, somewhat,
yeah.
That was just doing it to do it, because nobody else was really doing it. That's kind of why he got started.
Yeah.
But he wasn't necessarily really wanting to grow it into this major, iconic thing within Cookeville, correct?
Right,
does
right.
that sound?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think
accurate.
He had a passion for it for sure.
Yeah.
But I think he had some other endeavors maybe on the horizon.
So what made you think that with a background in logistics, which yes, this, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of logistics, but there's way more into building a business than just knowing how to, you know, make the route for a recycling truck to drive around.
Exactly.
So how much did you have to learn about recycling and what all goes into that?
Zero. I knew zero.
So you had to learn a lot.
I had to learn a lot. I think probably about, I don't know, a year to 2 years prior to for this opportunity, I was already kind of in my heart, I was already kind of churning this entrepreneurial spirit inside of me, like, hey, you know, because I love to draw, I love to paint. I've been drawing and painting since I was like 5. And, you know, I was actually thinking about doing an art house of some mm-hmm. sort, you know, getting a bunch of buddies that were artists, doing different mediums and forms, and, you know, getting them together and, you know, doing a percentage to the house, but the artists, you know, get, you know, the more of the profit sharing or whatever. But I was already kind of wanting to do something else, kind of a side hustle, if you will, and form another company. But I had zero training, zero knowledge of, I had no environmental prowess.
So it's really funny. Most of the entrepreneurs that we have in, you know, like CG's boutique came in, and she loves clothes and she loves fashion.
Yes.
Like she had a real, you know, so she had to learn the other stuff, accounting and marketing, but she had that passion. You did not even have the passion for the business that you chose.
Well, I think it was instantaneous passion. Yes. If you, and you know, I'm coining that, I'm going to copyright that, instantaneous passion. Now, I guess for me, the checklist in my mind was great for the environment, great for Cookeville, because I knew Cookeville was really on the cusp of growth even in 2010. Mm-hmm. Great business model. I could see it really franchising out into all of the counties that surround Putnam County. That's kind of where I see it going. Yeah. And continue to see it going.
So and the other, I asked you last week something about how many employees you had, and you said, two.
Yes.
So, I mean, how many residential customers do you have signed up now?
We have a little under 300.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And that's commercial and residential.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of pickups.
Yeah. That's a lot of pickups and a lot of coordination.
Which is, so, you know, you talked a little bit about the South. I mean, as a kid, I'm pretty sure we had our own recycling bin at our house that the city provided, just like your trash can, growing up. And I'm probably around the same age as you. So why has Cookeville been so far? I mean, because they still don't really have, everyone has recycling.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, that's a really good question. You know, you would think that, in my opinion, I think Tennessee is the most beautiful state in all of the Union. I think we have so much natural resources, all the beauty, all the vistas that we get to enjoy all the time. So you would think, just common sense, like, what are we doing to preserve that, right? Mm-hmm. And it's really an out of sight, out of mind concept. Like, we're going to dig a hole in the ground and we're going to landfill and you're not going to see it, you know?
I grew up around a lot of land. Like, I knew where landfills were. Mm-hmm. I can't even tell you where a landfill is around here.
That's what I'm saying. You don't see them.
So is it because there's more kind of vast lands that you can put, like,
a lot of rural,
put them out of sight.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, we're spending taxpayer dollars to buy millions of dollars of tracts of land and throw trash in it. I mean, to me, that, you know, that just doesn't compute, mm-hmm. you know? So,
yeah.
But, you know, when you're talking about environmental sustainability, you know, people, it always comes down to the dollars and cents. I mean, and I'm sorry, but that's just the baseline. But I look at our environment as an investment. So I think if we look at it as an investment that we need to preserve it for generations to come, then I think from that standpoint, we really, really need to pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I think we're all in it for the long haul. You know, you have children. I've got children. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to inherit a world that's, you know, dystopic in you know,
Idiocracy. Do you know the movie?
Oh, yeah. I do. Yes. I do. I've seen it. Yeah.
So yeah, that that just where, you know, you don't care about the environment you're living in and preserving what you can.
Again, yeah, absolutely. I just think that in the South, and again, I think our forefathers, you know, growing up in the Great Depression, and you know, I hear this from a lot of the older generations. They didn't waste anything.
Mm-hmm.
They reused newspapers and tin cans.
My grandma washes out Ziploc bags.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
And and so I was born in 79, and I think I'm kind of in on that tail end of cut from that old cloth still, because mm-hmm. I don't like to throw anything away. You know,
yeah.
I like to reuse as much as I can.
Yeah.
You know? That could be considered hoarding, but I'm not that bad. I'm not that bad.
We're not going to say that.
No, no.
In
no.
case you're just joining us, we have Jason McCormick with R-Cubed Environmental Solutions. And so you have grown this business substantially in the past
10 years.
Mm-hmm. And then you've had a more recent opportunity to be involved with something else. So tell us about that.
Yep. Back in February. So let me back up to kind of set the table. You know, starting out, you know, R-Cubed Environmental Solutions, our assets are based around and our direct services that we actually touch is curbside recycling, right? And commercial recycling. You know, we do various programs where you can commingle cardboard. You know, we have a facility where we process cardboard, so on and so forth. So in 2015, I started getting calls from a lot of area factories and, you know, manufacturers here that were wanting programs. They had no access, right? They didn't know what to do either. So, and I'm just a little guppy in a big environmental pond, right? So I started leaning on
a self-taught guppy too. Like
exactly.
Right.
I mean, I don't like to lose. I mean, I want to succeed. I don't want to fail. I want to win. And so yeah. I just had the desire and the fire to really lean on mentors that were bigger recyclers. And then that's how I kind of started diversifying. I started diversifying into corporate waste streams by taking on those mentors and leaning on these other customers. So that's, you know, considered brokering commodities. That's how I really started getting in the commercial recycling arena from there. So I started building up that experience level, increasing my knowledge on, you know, all kinds of waste streams, you know, excess inventories, organics, really just concentrating on landfill diversion. What can we do with X for it not to go into a landfill, period, right? So here recently, right before all the COVID happened in February, you know, I was brokering commodities with a consultative environmental firm out of California, Complete Recycling, and I developed a relationship with the president. You know, he's my age. He's early 40s. He had also owned his firm for 10 years. Mm-hmm. So we're, you know, the same age. You know, we were really getting along. I was really being intentional on sending opportunities his way. And then really one day he was like, hey, we want to offer you a position. You know, we are growing like crazy. We're in a lot of major food and beverage companies all across the country. We formulate cohesive recycling programs, again, mainly in the food and beverage kind of arena there. We consult with these entities to put the best solutions, the best cost savings, and the best recycling programs together. And we outsource those to, you know, we call them channel partners, with people that we send waste streams to.
So just in case people are listening, this is not your announcement that you are leaving Cookeville.
No.
This is, as of COVID has shown us, there's a lot of things you can do remotely. So this is a remote job for you, and you mm-hmm. travel a bit, but yep. You're still based here in Cookeville.
Absolutely.
And you're still kicking it with R Cubed.
Absolutely.
So you're still doing that.
Yes.
We have a few minutes left. Let's let listeners know, how can they sign up, and how affordable is it to have curbside pickup at their own houses?
Well, it's so easy. You can sign up on our website at www.rcubednow.com. And, you know, when you're talking about cost, you know, that's what we try to do. We know that everybody is penny pinching. We know everybody's trying to be as frugal as possible. We know there's a lot of environmentally conscious people in the Upper Cumberland, Cookeville, and Allgood and beyond. So if you kind of break it down, you know, we offer a 21-gallon recycling bin, and that's kind of like our baseline service. You get a 21-gallon bin. It's $20 a month for weekly pickup, so you're keeping your volume down. You don't have to take the minivan and load up, you know, 2 months worth of recycling,
yes.
Go to the recycling center, spend 30, 45 minutes sorting. And I think, look, and I think that's great. I think it's great to teach your children to
do that.
It's
worth $20.
Yeah. Somebody told me, they said, listen, it's like I'm paying you $5 a pickup to do an errand for me.
Yeah.
$5, you can't go to Burger King, get a Whopper with cheese for $5.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's that affordable.
And so people can sign up,
yeah.
rcubednow.com.
Yes.
And so where do you see R Cubed going in the future?
You know, I see.
I know. I mean, I've been here about 7 years,
right.
And I've seen you expand to other, you know, Allgood and the other communities. And
right.
Do you think you'll go outside of Putnam County?
Well, I think if the opportunity presents itself, because, listen, entrepreneurs, people that want to go into business for themselves, whether it's in the environmental arena or making motors or whatever you want to endeavor to do, I think you have to be very careful on scaling your business,
yeah.
Right? And I think it's growth is a big thing. I think that if you have some hustle and some grind in you and you really want to grow, I think you have to be smart in doing that. And that the cardinal rule is not spreading yourself thin.
Yeah.
I've been asked to go to Rocky Point, Crossville,
yeah.
You know, Lake Tent, you know, those big communities. But you know, for us, you know, we have to have density. You know, you have operational costs, and that's when you're getting into the nuts and bolts of business.
Yeah.
So I've been very, very careful. I'm a little cautious by nature.
Yeah.
Even though this was a big step for me. So I do see this. The pinnacle point is to be in every county around Putnam County, because there's no county that has curbside recycling in this micropolitan area.
Yeah.
So that's where I see it.
Well, that's awesome. I can't wait to see what you do in the next 10 years. Thank you so much for coming in, Jason.
Thanks for having me.